you.
All right.
So Texas is producing more than 55% of U.S. cotton, and more than 66% is produced in Texas High Plains. So because the area is huge, so there are problems are also huge, and thrips are the main problems in Texas High Plains cotton. So as in other cotton belt areas, thrips are also causing significant damage to Texas cotton. Thrips are ranked among third, which cause significant damage as compared to other insects, and is an estimated around 0.4% yield loss is caused by thrips in the U.S. And in Texas, this is probably 2013 data, 7,000 bales have been lost due to thrips in 2013. So this slide shows bales yield loss due to thrips. The solid line is in Texas, and the dotted line is in cotton belt. So it is not consistent, it is going up and down, but overall in cotton belt it looks like thrips infestation is higher than Texas. So the objective of this presentation is to see if we can use no thrips cages to quantify the thrips induced damage. So we conducted this research at Texas A&M Agri Life Research and Extension Center in Lubbock. We used ST5458 for this purpose, which is base treated, and we constructed around 30 cages using no thrips material, and to release these thrips into these cages, we reared these thrips using green beans. So in each previously, we have done similar research, which is shown in the image on right side. The cages were very small, and the material was not suitable for thrips. So that is why those cages were really hot, and then thrips were not surviving. So that is why we redesigned these cages, used no thrips cages, cage material, and used a bigger cage that is around 3 feet. So, and at the bottom of this cage, there is a metal flashing which goes into the soil. It gives anchor to the cage as well as it prevents entry and exit of thrips. So, in each cage, we use 8 to 13 plants depending upon the availability, and we released immature thrips at 1 to 2 leaf stage because it is the most damaging stage for thrips injury. Cages were after releasing these thrips into these cages, we waited until 5 days, and after 5 days we removed these cages and clipped 2 plants from each cage. Then we kept those plants in the alcohol, then wash for thrips to recover thrips later. So we use 6 treatments. The first was no thrips, and 1 thrips per plant, 2, 4, 6, and 10 to see what kind of damage they are creating. So these are the cages which we have used. On the top of each cage, we used a peg board to reduce heat, because in summer, sometime it is outside, if it is say around 85, then inside it will be almost 100. So we used these peg boards, then checked the temperature, so they worked really well. I mean, they reduced the temperature inside the cage. After 5 days we removed the cages and clipped some of the plants. Then adults and thrips adults and also juveniles were recovered and then washed and then counted using a microscope. Then remaining plants we left in the field and we sprayed with orthine, then harvested at the end of the season, then calculated fiber and seed yield. So because this year was different than last year, it rained when plants were really young. When we released, it rained 2.5 inches and it was so huge. So maybe a lot of thrips were drowned. And that is why in next few slides when you will see, it doesn't seem right because thrips create damage. But in these slides we don't see. Maybe thrips were drowned and they were killed. So that is why. So over here in this slide on x-axis, we have thrips density, which we have released. On y-axis, number of thrips recovered from these treatments. So density 4 seems to be got higher density as compared to other densities, but there was no significant difference between any of the treatments. So this slide shows just NIMS, and in NIMS looks like in density 10, we recovered more NIMS as compared to other treatments. And this is the total adults and NIMS, and it also shows density 10 has more thrips as compared to the others. So on this slide we see this is lint weight from these plants, and we don't see any significant difference. And this slide shows seed weight from all these treatments. It is also non-significant, but density number 2 seems to be a little bit higher than others. So plant height. We measure plant height and other parameters, but we can see where we haven't released any thrips, like zero density, it has higher, the plants were higher than as compared to others, but there was no significant difference whatsoever. Number of nodes, it was also flat, there was no significant difference. So in summary, no thrips cages seem to be working for the field cage thrips behavioral study, as it retained quite a number of thrips. And this thrips material, according to manufacturer, it contains almost 85%. Then thrips density treatments did not result in meaningful pattern. And because, as I earlier said, that it was too cold and too wet, and maybe thrips were dead when we released. So for future, we want to repeat the same research, same study with the same or little bit higher or densities, and then determine economic threshold for various phenological studies. So thanks for our acknowledgments for our funding, and if you have any question.
Any questions? All right, thank you.